I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I love that song. That's really pretty. Text COVID-19SF to 888-777. That will get you official updates on the coronavirus. You'll hear official news and not hearsay. So if you want official updates, text COVID-19SF to 888-777.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app that allows you to listen to this radio show through your phone wherever you go. You can also use radio.com on your laptop or whatever. But radio.com really is an excellent way to keep radio on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In fact, the world needs you to keep radio.com on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yep. Do your part, please.
Please.
Won't you?
Yes, I will.
Also, while you're practicing social distancing and posting to your social media, use the hashtag stay connected to keep us in the loop. All right, here's what's happening. This guy is now a permanent part of our lives. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, every day, huh?
Well, he is the premier. I don't know if he's a virologist or an epidemiologist or what this dude's actual title is, but he's the face of coronavirus as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, he says they're considering giving a green light to a select group of people to go back to work once the shelter in place
is
lifted
earlier.
At the end of this particular, like May 3rd or whatever it is. They is say, it, go on.
Go ahead. I'm just, you had mentioned this earlier and I was wondering about this. Like what sector are we talking about? Or is it specifically people who've had it and recovered from it? Or
they say people who've been exposed to the virus without showing symptoms would be one group of people that are considered safe to go back to work. The plan would take effect at the end of the month when the White House's 30-day social distancing guidelines are over. There's nothing certain yet, but it's an interesting thought process that maybe, I mean, how do we get back to work from this?
Right.
We have to figure out a way to sort of,
let people back out. I think in waves is going to be the way that it works. I mean, if you have had it and recovered from it, if you know for a fact you had it and recovered from it, and now you've done like a 2-week quarantine and no one around you got sick after that. I mean, the problem is do we have definitive evidence that says people aren't able to catch it again?
Probably not. But do we have the ability to wait out as the economy crumbles before our very eyes and we find ourselves losing all of these important businesses that we don't want to live without?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. And not everybody's Google, though. Google's sitting on a mountain of cash. Apple is sitting on a mountain of cash. They can all ride out this. They can weather this.
Right.
So they're, for them, they're okay. But for, you know, your mom and pop shops.
A restaurant down the street. Bookstores, right. You know, yoga studios, for God's sake.
I'll tell you the key in California, which is, it's been an issue in the United States for sure. But even here in California specifically, it's testing. Like,
right.
Can we get enough tests so that people can get tested and find out where they're at? I would go get tested right now if I could.
Right?
I would. I just, why
not? Why the hell not? If there were enough of them, you know, I get that they're saving them for the people who really have bad symptoms. What is happening with that? There was supposed to be a quick test coming.
And I haven't heard anything else about it. Okay. There's nothing to offer. I know that I found this website in my prep for this morning. COVID-19testing.today. It's a website that allows you to enter in your address, and it'll tell you where you can go get tested. Oh. So I thought, oh, let me look at that, right? So I enter in my zip code, and a lot of spots come up. But then it says narrow down, and you've got to pick, is this doctor ordered? Is this, do you have symptoms? So you have to, each space is specific about what they'll need from you for you to go get a test. Right. And as I plugged in all of the things, there's not anything within 25 miles that would test me.
So you're saying, though, that if you did have some symptoms, so you told the truth.
Well, yeah. I mean,
we don't want to overwhelm the tests either.
Right. I had a really bad flu, whatever that was. And I even thought I might have coronavirus because I was coughing so badly. Right. And that was one of the early symptoms. And then the cough has lingered. I'm not coughing now. You were there, though. You saw the cough.
Sure.
So I thought, oh, well, I could, you know, I'd love to just go see if it's possible I had both the flu and, you know, whatever. But I can't. So if you've got symptoms, if you've got a doctor's order, this website, COVID-19testing.today, is a great way to find a place near you that will test. They also, one of the other things is, do you want to do a drive-by? Who would prefer that?
Yes, please.
I'll stay in my car, yeah.
Right.
But again, for me, no results came up. If you want to look, COVID-19testing.today is the site I'm talking about. Right. Maybe you'll have better luck. I mean, I am over the hill. There's a lot more stuff, let's say, on the peninsula in San Jose than there is over here. That website, by the way, is from Georgetown University. So, for whatever that's worth.
Right.
So we have, it looks like about one, as it is April 9th, it looks like we have about one third of people who rent apartments in the U.S. that didn't pay their rent last week. So that's
a third of all renters didn't pay last week.
Right. So that's a big number. Yep. It looks like, you know, for example, California, I can't speak for Louisiana, I don't know, but California has put in place that no one will be evicted, you know, right now.
They for not can't, paying their rent.
Right. Because they've lost their job, because whatever. They've had to stay in because they got sick, whatever the deal is. It looks like now, though, even though there are temporary bans on evictions, landlords are filing paperwork to evict as soon as it becomes an option. So I don't know how that plays out for people.
Right.
Hoping to not pay their rent. Or the one, I mean, we obviously know there's plenty of people who can't pay their rent. Mm-hmm. But what's the number of people who went, well, why would I pay if I don't have, you know?
Right. I've already said how I feel about that. I just think, you know, there are people who are just willing to kick stuff down the road and they're like, well, I don't care. You know, right now I'm not evicted. And fine, file your paperwork and I'll deal with that then. And in California specifically, it's really, you know, it can be very, very difficult to get someone out. Just ask Vinny.
Yes. That guy was robbing me. It's us. It was her house, my wife's house, but, you know, we had to rent it. I guess there was some law that we couldn't sell the house. It would have been a problem. We needed to wait till like October. So we rented it short term to this guy, and the guy just said, I'm not paying rent.
And I'm not leaving.
Right. And we had no way to do anything about it. A group of volunteers has been working to repair 27,000 desperately needed N95 protective masks in Memphis, Tennessee. Apparently, they'd found these masks that had been sitting in storage. The elastic straps had dry rotted and needed to be replaced. So these were perfectly good masks that just needed straps.
Right.
And these volunteers ran out immediately and started working on them. They got 20,000 of them ready in a weekend.
Oh.
For the local Memphis heroes. And I just think that's, it goes back to our definition of hero now is in part some lady behind a sewing machine.
Yeah, that's great. That's amazing. And how many are there total then?
It looks like there were 27,000 masks that needed to be repaired.
Wow.
And obviously needed, they're needed.
Right.
I mean, I know for a fact a friend of mine has been making her N95 mask last for weeks.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, right. Oh, one of the other weird things, this is, what's my time? I got time. One of the other interesting things that's happening right now is because the healthcare workers are coming into the room where you are, I don't know, whatever. They're coming in all geared up. So they've got plastic, you know, covers, and they've got goggles, and they've got masks. They've started putting their picture on their shirt so that people can see there's a person underneath all that.
Right. So these are specifically COVID caretakers?
Yes, okay. Right.
Because, so right, I'm sure they're hazmated up, right?
Right. They're hazmated up. They don't look, and, you know, they want the person who they're helping, who's obviously scared and sick and...
to know I'm a human being and I'm here to care for you just because I don't want your disease. It's...
right. So I just thought, man, that's...
that's actually really sweet, isn't it?
Well, it is. And it's also one of those things where, look, I'm sure they're grinded to smithereens daily. And I can hear the person who goes, I mean, I hate to say it this way, but I can hear the person who goes, hey, you know what we should do?
Really? We're going to pin pictures to
ourselves now? Well, I can hear, you know, sorry, I can hear Vinny in the corner going, oh, yeah, we needed another thing to worry about. Now I got to find a picture? Great. Super.
Oh, no, I have a camera set up right out here. Come on out. What's up?
Oh, boy. You just saw a picture into our world, didn't you? There's Sarah solving the problem, everybody.
I'm all set. Come on over here. I got a room for you. You know what you should do?
Yeah, I know what I should do.
It's just that you never do it.
You are a rat.
I am a riot.
Oh, no. Ooh. No.
Yeah.
I laughed quite a bit yesterday over what you did to me yesterday morning, man. That was ridiculous.
Oh, the Jane thing was, listen, I didn't do it. You did that to yourself. You do it to yourself. It's true.
I booked Jane to sneak attack me at 6 in the morning?
You told me that you loved her more than you loved me. I was like, that is not, we are having a meeting about this. That's one love triangle I'm cutting a corner off of.
Oh, boy. All right, so the sex talk. I don't know. I know that this is one of those things that I guess now that I have two little kids.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'll get to deal with that.
Oh, having the sex talk with your kids.
Yes.
Let your wife do it. Yeah. Let your wife do it.
Well done, Bryn.
Thanks.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
You've often said that your mom wanted to talk about sex too much and it bummed you out.
It really did. Like, she just offered, it was just way too much information and just, like, wouldn't let it go when my obvious signs of discomfort made themselves known. I just, oy. She would totally talk about it with me now. Like, you know, and I'm, you know, it's a hard no.
Right. Well... did she, how did it go for you and your boys? Did you have the talk? Did John have the talk? Do you feel like school handled that for you guys?
Well, I would say that we never specifically had the talk, that I decided the way to go with it is if a question gets asked, you answer the question, you answer it technically and medically, and you don't make it a huge big deal. And that's how I handled it.
All right.
And neither of my boys have a significant other, and so I think I've done my job. So
So you've saved them for you. Yeah, there's no coupling up for them.
Yeah, no, they're too scared to do anything, you know. No, I mean that's so even from a because the thing is, kids are exposed to so much more so much earlier than we ever were. You know, I remember being 10 years old and still thinking babies, you know, they cut your thigh open and got the baby out that way. Like, I really just didn't, even though my mom, you know, it was almost like I went la, la, la. So when they would ask a specific question about, you know, what's this for or what's, you know, how does this happen? And I would give them a medical, look them in the face, tell them the truth, exactly what it was. And any other questions? You know, I remember, I think I told you this one at my 40th birthday party, I got a porno DVD that was like over 40 sex, you know, as a joke gift from one of my friends. And we were away for the weekend, all of us, like these five families that always vacation together. And that DVD had gotten tossed into the top of my suitcase, that, you know, and my girlfriend, Sherry, turns the corner. She goes, "You need to go up into your room right now." And I go up and there's Riley holding the DVD with his big eyes as big as saucers. And I said, "That is a grown-up tape. I'm sorry that you found it. But since you've looked at it, do you have any questions?" Because it had like stills, just.
Well, of course.
Baby gravy everywhere. And
oh,
he,
geez.
It was
good
unbelievable.
Lord,
it was, I mean, what it was just, mean? It was the worst thing that, you know, I guess, how old would he have been? Eight, probably. Seven
Did
or
you,
eight.
Let me ask you this before you finish. Did you walk out of the room and punch Pat right in the face? Or, I mean, what happened?
No, not at all. I wasn't even mad. I'm like, you know what? I go, listen, just so you know, that is a piece of adult material, hon.
Right.
And it was also given to me as a joke. Because it's my 40th birthday and I'm so old. Which of course, he totally agreed with. You are so old. And I said, "But I see you've looked at it. So do you have any questions?" And he said, "Yeah. What's that? What's happening there? That is blah 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 blah. What's happening there? That is blah 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 blah."
Oh my!
What was I gonna do? Lie to him about it? Like, oh, they're just glazing donuts? Like, you know? And they got into a donut glaze fight? Like,
wow. Okay.
It was horrible, but I said, "But look, this isn't something that you have to worry about for a long time, and by the time you are going to worry about it, you'll be into it." I didn't say
you'll
that.
Be glad. I was going to say worry. There's no worries.
No, I'm like, look, this is your little kid, and you don't have to worry about this. I'm really sorry that you saw it, but here's the answers to all your questions, however horrifying they might be. Now go disperse real information at school.
The reason I wanted to do the story,
yeah,
and I'm just really surprised by it. They say here that 46% of women say that their parents never had the sex talk with them.
Mm.
And I'm surprised by that most because as a young man, I didn't get the sex talk from my parents at all. And I was extremely driven to have it, the sex, I mean. And so I was trying my hardest with every girl that I connected with, and I found universally they were all really good at saying no more than that. This is where the line is. And I don't know. I assumed that these were conversations moms had with their daughters where they said, look, boys are, you know what I mean? Like, boys are driven to something that they're not even prepared to deal with.
Right.
And you need to be the gatekeeper. You know what I mean?
Is it possible that they didn't have the conversation and just said, "I'm not comfortable with that"? Like, that's as far as, I'm not going any further than that. That was, for me, that was like when I was shutting boys down, it was because I just was not, comfortable with it.
So you had your own lines and just knew them?
I had my own lines for sure. But I definitely knew more than I wanted to because, you know, my mom constantly rah, rah, rah in my ear.
Ooh. Well, I you know, whether it's what is sex or how are babies made or sexual orientations, which is now a very important part of sex ed as you want to explain what's normal and that this is some kids in your school will have two moms and it's okay. It's perfectly normal.
Yep.
Birth control, sexual anatomy, consent, which I think is
That's a
I feel
one.
Like I'm going to talk to my daughters about that and explain, like, look, boys are going to tell you things in order to get you to do stuff, and you need to be above that.
Well, it's definitely, you know, from an early age, you should always, I guess that if it had been as prominent when I was raising my boys, I would have said the same thing, like, I'm going to touch you here now, and you need to, I want you to know that that's, it's up to you whether someone touches you that way. But I always said, you know, you don't ever have to do anything that makes you uncomfortable. And if somebody tells you, you know, don't tell your mom, you'll be in trouble. That means you won't be in trouble and you should tell that they'll be in trouble and you should tell your mom.
Right, right.
You know?
Well, and your gut.
Don't buy that line.
Your instinct or your gut is a great gauge. Often if it doesn't feel right, it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
that's,
if it doesn't feel right, it's not right for you.
Right.
That's, you know, you get to make those decisions about where and when you get touched. Or, and et cetera.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The time got away from me, and I'll just do a couple of these here real quick.
That did go fast, that 10-minute part there.
I'm a nurse at, in an SF hospital. First, let us thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm a nurse in an SF hospital. The COVID tests aren't perfect. They are okay at saying you are positive, but not great at saying you're negative. There is a lot of false negatives.
Oh. Is that because, didn't you report this, that they jam it up your nose, but if it's not happening in that section of your body at that time, like if it's gone down into your chest, it's they don't even get it?
I have heard everything from the testing is faulty. I've heard people blaming China that they sent us the tests and they don't work. I've read so much different stuff. But I agree. We've all heard that you can get a false negative very easily. So I don't know. I thought right. It was the Q-tip gets sent off to a lab and it takes 2 weeks to get that test
two
back.
2 weeks. By then you've survived it or not.
Right. Well, many people are getting their tests back after they're done.
Right.
And finding out they had it. Which I'm sure they're like, well, no, duh. I right. felt like I was dying in there. Oh, this is another one, that the blood test. Your Dallas correspondent here. I have a test scheduled for later this month in Fort Worth that will tell me if I had it and have the antibodies.
Oh.
65 finger prick and 15 minutes for test results.
Wow.
I've heard about the finger prick thing, but I didn't know that they were even doing it yet.
Well, I wonder if that's the instant test we're talking about. Oh, maybe. But this is just for antibodies. Hmm. Interesting.
Anyway, we have a lot of texts, and we'd love to have you to hear from you. So 800-400-3697. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Wimbledon, Brad Pitt, and Disney Plus after
all right.
This.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.